Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Can you see the shape that I'm in? High up on your golden fence, I watch you sit and spin.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Mark Anthony Thompson is the singer-songwriter behind the project known as Chocolate Genius, Inc., a band whose roster features some of New York's avant-garde finest. After releasing two albums with Warner Brothers in the 80s, Thompson created Chocolate Genius, Inc. as a kind of reclusive, self-important alter ego, but it soon turned into a full-fledged recording project. 12 years after his first release under the Chocolate Genius, Inc. moniker, Thompson is releasing what he's calling the fourth album in a trilogy. It's called Swan Songs. He's here with us and the band in the studio performing the song She Smiles. This is Chocolate Genius, Inc.
In a town on top of town, the sun is steep and brown. Everything's upside down till she smiles. I'm a light year from my home, like a king naked on the throne. I never felt so all alone till she smiled. Stars and bars, children and cars, and sidewalks and old ideas. The old man and the sea, they both once were me, and now nobody wants to see us. There's a bird singing at my front door, and I wish that he'd sleep a little more, 'cause there's nothing to wake up for till Kate smiles.
The song is called She Smiles, live performance here in the studio from Chocolate Genius, Inc. Mark Anthony Thompson, singer, songwriter, playing the guitar. And with him in our studio today, Sharif Hobley playing guitar, Yuval Leon playing the drums, Jeremy Chatsky the bass, and Glenn Patcha at our piano and playing little other keyboard, some stray sounds there as well. And first of all, Mark, it's great to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is a kind of gray, gloomy afternoon here in New York. It sounds like that song might have been written on a gray and gloomy afternoon.
Well, I don't know. That song was written in California, in Los Angeles, where
where that sort of thing just doesn't happen.
I seem to carry a little gray and gloomy with me, but you know, and I'm feeling a little gray and gloomy, and I feel really guilty because I was the one that threw that feces at Tila Tequila. I just want to come clean. I'll feel better, dude.
All right. So you two were at the gathering of the Juggalos that we were talking about earlier this
I got to put it to rest
afternoon.
Now. I know more about Insane Clown Posse than I ever wanted to.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good.
Well, I do want to know more about... I've known you for a while. I've never quite been able to parse Mark Anthony Thompson, Chocolate Genius, and Chocolate Genius, Inc. Can you unravel that for me?
Well, my God-given name is Mark Anthony Thompson. When I first started this project, I called it Chocolate Genius, but then people start calling me Chocolate, and just for banking reasons, I had to incorporate a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. I would never lie to you. Everything I'm going to say today and everything I sing will be dripping with truth.
And so this new album,
yes.
Fourth album in a trilogy.
Well, I lied there. The third record wasn't part of the trilogy. It was this little departure because we got some really great studio time, and so we just decided to go in, but it wasn't part of the trilogy.
Okay.
So this is the final step in the trilogy. It's an extended trilogy now.
And when you began the persona / project of Chocolate Genius, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
Was it with the idea that this would be a kind of long-term process that would unfold over years and over a series
Absolutely.
Of records?
Well, when I started, when the project first started, it was just kind of a side thing because I was working here in New York and I had all these amazing musicians around me, but we thought it would be really fun if we put everyone on a different instrument. So I had Mark Rebo playing trumpet.
He's a guitarist.
Yes. Yuka Honda played the bass. Dougie Bound, a drummer, played guitar. And then we found this homeless person to sit behind the drum kit. And we would just play, and I would tell stories, and we'd play two songs over the course of maybe an hour and a half, and that's how it started. It was a release, and then when the project became more serious, I knew that it was going to be a trilogy, and I knew that it was going to be a long-term thing because I had these stories that I wanted to tell, and I didn't quite want to guide the stories. I wanted the stories to go where they went, and this is where they ended up.
Well, now, it's been a number of years between this album and if we exclude the last record from 05, it's mm-hmm. an even longer stretch since the last Chocolate Genius, Inc. record.
You know, I was thinking about it today. I don't know how it comes out. Over the 12 years, we did four records, which is a record every 3 years, but we didn't do a record every 3 years. So I don't know how it works out. But yes, it was a very long time. And if a lot of my dear friends hadn't dragged me into the studio each time, it probably wouldn't be finished until 2026.
Hmm. Is that because the stories were still writing themselves? Or
because I was living them, yeah. And because, you know, these records I do for the love of Jesus Christ, but I never make a nickel. And so that's why I'm hoping that the dear fans out there today will... Because this is our first self-release record. We've been on Richard Branson's label.
Right.
We made a record with Walter Yetnikoff. You know, we've had Deep Pockets prior to this, but now we're in that beautiful situation that's so exciting about music today, where any monkey can make a record.
And so you've become part of the indie, the DIY scene.
Psh, I was always DIY. Drunk in your house, DIY.
Is that what it stands for? All this time I thought it was something else.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I'm here, spread the truth.
The new album will be called Swan Songs, and it's due out on September 14th. A swan song, of course, implies that this particular story is coming to an end.
It's done. This is the last Chocolate Genius record. All the characters in these stories, they sort of, you know, they're gone. And so I couldn't keep the story going. Plus, I always thought that this project had a shelf life. I just didn't know where the stories were going to go. I thought maybe I would just stop doing it, but I had no idea that the characters were going to leave first.
Well, I do want to find out who some of those characters were and what the stories were, but I also want to hear another song. This one has a somewhat provocative title, Polanski?
Yeah.
Is this a reference to Roman Polanski?
It could be. Originally, it was called Anyway, but yeah, it could be. You know, I watched a great documentary called Wanted and Desired, and I know that feeling, and so I named the song in tribute to him. I'm not necessarily condoning anything the man's ever been arrested for, but you know, we all have moments of. Can I just play the song?
Yeah, I think that would be a wise thing. Don't finish that sentence. Just play the song. Mark Anthony Thompson, Chocolate Genius Inc., and another live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Tell my one friend to keep my one thing, and tell my wife to sell my ring. 'Cause love don't matter anymore, anyway. Born to praise you, Lord.
Once again, Chocolate Genius Inc., live performance in the studio of a song by Mark Anthony Thompson called Polanski. So a song about being away from
Absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely. It's an exile song. That's really what it's about. I was being flippant before, which I don't think these songs deserve. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that song's just about feeling exiled and leaving a place that you had considered home, and just the concept of what home really is in these sort of troubling transient times, you know?
Well, and you're talking about the stories that have unfolded in your life that you sort of, you know, relate to us in song. And it seems like Swan Songs, this forthcoming record, is about the end of a couple of stories. One of them, your father, who passed away, I guess, mm-hmm. during the making of one song in particular, right? The one we began with today, Sit and Spin.
No, She Smiles. We didn't do Sit and Spin, but yeah, that.
No, we began the segment. We had a little bit.
Oh, I got you. I see. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was still thinking about the Clown Posse. yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the reasons that I left New York was my father was missing in Los Angeles, and I went out there to look for him and take care of him. And in the meantime, he passed away while we were out there. And so I ended up staying to kind of take care of his estate and the property and all that. But I wrote a lot of these songs during that period on a piano that I grew up playing, you know. And so, I'm not sure what your question was, but yes, that was definitely the end of one of the stories. And my father on this record, there's some recording of my father's voice. And two records ago, there were some recordings of my mother's voice. Mm-hmm. And there was a song on our first record about my mother. And that song, Sit and Spin, is about my father and about healthcare in general and the sad state of healthcare in America at the time. You know, I mean, hopefully, you know, with our present president, things might change. But it is pretty ghastly out there if you get ill.
So the idea of taking these very personal stories mm-hmm. and putting them in a song and then having to tour them and sing them night after night, I mean, always hard? Does it get easier?
To tell you the truth, I never thought about it before. When we did the song about my mom, I didn't really think about it. You know, I just had, there's a certain point in your life where you can't just keep hiding behind wordplay. And I'm at a point in my life where I feel like there's enough black eyed tees and ferals and insane clowns to keep the world, you know, a groovy, sexy place. But, you know, I have to sing about the songs that are real to me. And I wasn't really aware of what a problem that might be until we were like in the bowels of Detroit somewhere and someone screamed out, "My mom!" in a bar. So I didn't play the song for about 4 years after that. And then I finally thought, you know what? This is like a powerful thing for me to pull my mom to me, you know? So
the idea of...
I keep my loved ones nearby doing these songs.
And you never know when it's going to impact someone else in that kind of profound way, too.
In the same way that was a bad experience, I've had some really beautiful letters from people that are from completely different cultural, you know, settings that a song affected them in a way, and they wanted to share that with me, and that's powerful. You know?
Chocolate Genius, Inc., the album is called Swan Songs. It's coming out on September 14th. Mark Anthony Thompson and the band here with us in the studio. You want to play us out with another song?
I would love to. This is called Enough for You. I'd like to dedicate it to May Lahoti, Home and Cake.
One, two, three. I built you a great big house at the top of the ocean. You say you found those walls just a little blue. I swallowed seven seas to keep you happy, but I still didn't do enough for you. Now we're on dry land and you missed the seaside. You say you want another point of view. And when we make love, you wake up so hungry. I wish that I had enough for you. Enough for you. Enough for you, I've had enough for you. Enough for you, I've had enough for you. Well, I wish I could do the things that you want me to. But I am twice the man you signed on to. When all of these troubles get accepted,
Baby, I hope that you find enough for you. Lover, I hope that you find enough for you. Enough for you. I have had enough for you.
Chocolate Genius, Inc., the song Enough for You, a final live performance from Mark Anthony Thompson and the gang. Swan Songs is the album, out on September 14th. Mark, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us. It was really last minute. We just happened to be in New York, and I'm so glad you fit us in. Thank you a lot.
Glad to have you. That'll do it for today's show. On our next program, opera houses and orchestras simulcast their performances into movie theaters. Critics charge that they're turning classical music into a cheap reality show. But fans say the screenings are as addictive as popcorn. It's our Soundcheck Smackdown. And a song cycle about Hurricane Katrina, featuring words by Kanye West and George W. Bush. All of that next time on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Today's engineer, Paul Schneider. Our program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Noria Nett.